This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Though we have a clip, you want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
And now, the whole show's clip of the day.
All right, the clip of the day is stemming from a conversation we had yesterday talking about Caitlin Clark and the WNBA. Emmanuel Acho has his own podcast, a Speakeasy podcast, and He says a lot of things to get people going, and some of it can be pretty enlightening. Some of it's actually very entertaining. Here's what he had to say about Caitlin Clark and her status in the WNBA.
The W at this junction in time would be better without Caitlin Clark because she is a bigger distraction than she is an additive. Caitlin Clark has gotten the WNBA over the necessary threshold they needed. Now people are watching. Now we realize, oh, there's talent in the W, talent that's actually even greater than Caitlin Clark. And I'm not just talking about bigs like Asia. I'm talking about the Olivia Miles. I'm talking about the Paige Beckers. Hell, I'm talking about the Kelsey Mitchells. Caitlin got the necessary eyes there. But now that the eyes are there, we don't necessarily need her anymore. Caitlin did what only Caitlin could do. And we don't necessarily need her to do anymore. Thank you, Caitlin. We can take it from here. Now you're saying that the WNBA needs to be cognizant of where they put Caitlin Clark on posters. The WNBA and the officials need to alter the rules for Caitlin Clark. The WNBA and opposing players need to treat Caitlin Clark more gently. Caitlin Clark's coach needs to be cognizant of how she talks to her in public because it's going to look like there's an issue. Unless we can take off our gloves for Caitlin Clark and stop trying to act like she's a messiah, the WNBA could and would be better off without Caitlin Clark, at least without this version of everybody coddling and caressing and catering to Caitlin Clark.
This is what I call, again, this is superstars. These are superstars. So everything Tiger Woods would do was under the microscope. Everything. And of course, he did some things probably shouldn't have done, but everything he would do, the color of shirt he wore was a debate. Michael Jordan, like, that's all we talked about. Everything he did, where's Michael Jordan? Oh my gosh, there he's smoking a cigar. Oh wow, he's gambling a lot. He plays poker all the time. That was a conversation. Bo Nix's ankle here in Denver. The guy can't go to the grocery store without someone snapping a picture going, looks to be walking all right. I think he's okay.
He was limping a little bit, but I think it was possible that he stepped in gum.
He was wearing one sandal and the other, for some reason, he didn't have a second sandal. So he was walking kind of on a tilt. So I just want to say that part of it, like, as far as the coach has to be careful with how she talks to Caitlin Clark. Otherwise, it looks like they're fighting. We did that with the Broncos literally last year and the last 2 years with Sean Payton and Bo Nix. Uh-oh, I did that. We looked at it and said they were arguing on the sidelines. Sean Payton said a bunch of stuff about his predisposed ankle. And Bo Nix had to call his own press conference and say, no, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He shouldn't be saying that. It's not word for word, but you get the gist. And we all wondered, is there some kind of a rift there? That's what happens when you're a superstar. So that's all things you maybe have to be mindful of. I don't know. The poster thing, I already explained that. Yes, people are pissed off about the poster, but if you do deep research, the company she works with has an exclusivity clause in there that would actually contradict what she would be doing if she were put on that poster, she can't do it. She can't approve her image to be on the poster. So to his – kind of to his defense, the people that are complaining about the poster need to know the facts on that. But change the way she's officiated? Again, I'm not going to pull a Michael here. I haven't watched a ton of WNBA, so I can't really speak to other than what I see of clips. I can't tell you if it's just clips or if she actually is being roughed up out there in a tough way. I can't speak on that. But I can speak on this idea that we don't... What does he expect her to do? Just quit because she's too popular? She did what she was supposed to do, and that was to get the WNBA on the map. And now after this is her third season, so she hasn't even completed three seasons, the NBA doesn't need her anymore. I remember Colin Cowherd did a spiel about this about seven, eight years ago, about LeBron James, and said, LeBron, you don't have to keep doing this. The NBA doesn't need you anymore. We got a bunch of great stars. I thought that was a weird take for LeBron James, because LeBron, I get it. He was seasoned even 7 years ago, but if you can still play, play. So I thought it was a weird take from Colin Cowherd. So I always, like, when people are saying Tom Brady needs to just hang it up. So that take to me is ridiculous. But the idea that she's a distraction, this is what you want, folks. You want clicks. You want the Michaels and Bradys, and probably Micah back there, I don't know, to click on a story because it's something about Caitlin Clark, and suddenly you're kind of interested in the WNBA. I always say, I watch games. So if the World Cup's not on, and the Rockies aren't on, and I'm flipping through the channel, and I happen to see a Caitlin Clark Fever game is on, look, I just T-boned it. If I see a Fever game is on, I might go, I'm going to watch just to see if she's actually getting roughed up out there. You just got a viewer that you would normally not get. So I don't know where he's coming from on that. The idea that you have a player that's too popular. You know what? She's too famous to be in our league. She's now, if it wasn't warranted and she was bad, like we talked about the Tebow stuff. He was athletic. He could make crazy plays, but he wasn't really that great of a quarterback. So I thought, this is a distraction that I'm not really into around here. I remember Kyle Orton getting booed after, you know, a decent throw and it just was incomplete. Tebow would hand the ball off and the crowd would go crazy. So I get the whole, if you're a WNBA fan, you're like, we were a league well before Caitlin Clark got here. Why are we paying attention now? There's plenty of great players. Good for you. But you want your league to grow, don't you? You want them to get paid more so that you can get a better caliber of athlete that plays. There's probably a ton of WNBA women players or WNBA basketball players that could have played 5 to 7 more years. But we're like, is it worth $70K? Can I go somewhere else and make money doing something else? Using my brand, and I could do whatever. I don't know. What do former athletes do when they run out of juice? They get into the media, they sell real estate, I don't know. But there's plenty of probably still talented women's basketball players that don't play in the WNBA anymore because they don't make, it's not popular enough, so they're not making the money. Because people aren't going to the games, they're not watching, they're not seeing their advertising, that kind of thing. So this idea that she's too popular, that's a take, man. That was a choice to go there in that direction. Saying she's a distraction is one thing. You could argue she is kind of a distraction. Maybe not by her own design or by her own making, but she kind of is. You do not want that out of your league.
She is a good distraction.
I would think so.
In the eyes, and on top of that, the Tebow comparison was perfect. He wasn't a good coach. He wasn't a good quarterback. She's a good player. One of the best players.
Yes.
And I don't watch the games. I do see the clips, and boy, she gets armbarred a lot.
The throat punch was... Like, she's on the ground, and a girl throws her fist into her throat, and that's against the rules. Like, that you can't do that. Faith says, I will say that it is a little of both. She is a talker and a bit of an instigator sometimes. Yes, I think she's cocky out there. From stuff I've seen, she's cocky out there. So are most of my favorite players to watch, you know? I like a little smack, a little smack talk. She was that way in college, too, but now it's played up more. There is a lot of that thought, but they mainly highlight her because of her name. No, she would not be in the league because of her pop. No, she shouldn't not be in the league because of her popularity. We don't say that about LeBron, Steph, Joker, Shea, etc. No. So that's what. Okay, so Faith is a WNBA fan. So I'm asking you, like, don't you, and I don't know if you're a Caitlin Clark fan, but don't you, if you aren't a Caitlin Clark fan, kind of love to hate her? Don't you want, like, oh, this is the new poster child for the WNBA, and I've liked this league for a long time. I hope my team takes her down. It makes me root a little bit harder. You want the common enemy. And if it's Caitlin Clark to be that, maybe that's good for the WNBA, too.
I mean, just Micah here, the intern, just brought up a good point.
Oh, the
Tom Brady.
Micah 2.0. Sorry.
The only one there.
Micah 2.0.
He brought up a good point. Tom Brady. Tom Brady was kind of like that. He was the villain. He was good, though. He was good.
And that's the thing. If you're good, we can put up with it. It's easier to put up with. If you're just a nuisance and you're not really like out there that much and, you know, maybe you make a few, you get in it for a few minutes, but still everyone just loves to talk about you, then I can see why that's an unnecessary distraction. But she's a starter. She's one of the best players in the league.
There's a reason why Colin Kaepernick is no longer in the league.
Because he wasn't worth it.
He was a big distraction and he had a bad season. That's not good for you.
When there's a limit in the NFL. And I used to say this about Terrell Owens. You can get away with a lot. You can hold your own workouts in your front yard for the media to come watch you. Instead of going to the team workouts, you're holding your own workouts. You can get on and cry about Tony Romo and say, that's my quarterback. You can do a bunch of things that are just highlight worthy. But if you no longer are good at the game and elite at the game, then you become the, is it worth it to bring this guy in? Tampa Bay had to make that decision with Antonio Brown. And they made the right decision until it was the wrong decision because he helped them. I think he was a part of that Super Bowl team, wasn't he? And then the next year was when all hell broke loose. And so it's not worth it anymore because now it's just he's a distraction, and his distraction outweighed his actual play on the field. But Caitlin Clark is the fourth leader in scoring. She's fourth right now. She's tied for third, actually. Where are we going with this take? She's second in the WNBA in assists with 8.2. So it's not just she's a name. The stats don't lie. I did a whole thing on this about the Nuggets. People saying the Nuggets were bad shooters last year. They led the league in three-point shooting. They led the league in field goal percentage. They led the league in points per game. And you're telling me they're the worst? One of their biggest needs was shooting? Is shooting this year? Not the case. It's not the case. It's defense.
Sometimes I just wonder if these people want clicks. Like, I'm going to say this controversial thing.
This is
so
a very clicky. This is a very clicky thing. And again, I've found some of his takes and his podcast to be very interesting. This is one that's like, there's nothing, there's no substance to it. Is she a distraction? I can say, yeah, she probably is.
In a positive way.
In more of a positive way. Faith says, look at Dion when he played. You either loved or hated him, but he was great, and you couldn't argue that. He was a huge distraction, especially when baseball was involved, but he was great, and you put up with it. You could take that exact same example and take it on down to Boulder because you're putting up with it right now. But when does that act wear out? If they have another bad season, then you look at it and say, he's had one good season and three bad seasons. Is he worth all the hoopla around him? And then Lovo, the new athletic director, that's what the administration down in Boulder is going to have to assess if it is a bad year this year. And the idea of that 4 years ago, I seriously, on this show, I said, they'll never fire that guy. He'll have to leave on his own accord. He'll have to get a better job somewhere or just retire. But if he's not worth the side stuff anymore, then you don't put up with it. You move on. And that's not the case for Caitlin Clark. Now, I'm going to take it. Faith, hit me up with some schedules here. When's the next Fever game that I can watch that will be, like I said, can watch? Like, give me a network that it's on. Her status says she's out. She's going to be at ESPN on July 5th. Let's watch it, Mike. What do you say? You join me? You watch it with me? Not
when
together.
When was it?
July 5th, 5 o'clock. You got plans?
On what channel?
ESPN.
I have ESPN.
You don't have ESPN?
No, I don't.
Oh. Well, I'll record it.
I'll get it. I'll get it in fall when football's on.
We'll buy it for a night.
If it's on ESPN Plus.
Might be.
I have like ESPN Plus Junior.
You could check. What is ESPN Plus Junior?
Well, I'm not. It's ESPN. Oh. I got the Disney bundle.
Yeah, it's on
so
Disney
that
Plus.
Was included. But I don't get like ESPN because I'm not paying $35.
But you have
a
Disney
month.
Plus though, right?
Yeah, it's owned by Disney, so Disney owns them and,
we'll try
and
it.
Hulu.
We'll try it. Because I'd like to watch a full game and give it my own, you know, assessment of it. Does it feel like she's not getting the calls that she needs to get or whatever? Faith says most Fever games are aired. You're making my case. You're making my case because if she starts averaging 7 points a night, she can't make any shots and she's not playing defense and suddenly she's a bad player, then I'll agree with that take. But that's not the take.
Yeah,
what does
and nobody's
going to
start hitting her. No one's going to start like arm barring her in the face because she won't be relevant anymore.
What do you expect her to do with that kind of take though? Like they're 11-8 and they're in the Eastern Conference standings. They're behind the Liberty who are 12-8 and they're behind Atlanta who are 12-7. So do you expect her just to quit? Just retire because she's too big of a distraction? Now, is she cocky out there? Yeah, she is.
She's earned it, though.
You have. You kind of earn it. And those are sometimes the best players to watch.
Guess what? She made the league more popular. I'm sorry. You can't just say, well, she made the league more popular. Now
go
she
away.
Needs to leave. No, she's still one of the best players.
Yeah. Michael, here you go. Next would be the 9th on Prime, then the 12th on NBC and Peacock. I know you got those.
I don't have Peacock.
You've got Prime.
I do have Prime.
July 9th.
What was it on Prime? What date?
July 9th.
It's a Thursday night. So maybe.
What do you got going on Thursday nights? Is that Dungeons & Dragons night?
Well, look, I have all sorts of friends.
Okay.
Some are like Dungeons & Dragons. Some like all sports.
You could pause the game some of it. I'm not saying you're not.
I'm most popular person here at the station. And I will put Micah here, the intern's money on that.
Wow. That's bold. That is bold. I wish I could fight that, Mike. I'm a kind of a homebody, so I'm not that popular. I am competing in a hot dog eating contest on Friday. I don't think if you're not popular, you're not doing hot dog eating contests. So, Micah, you in on that? By the way,
popular. Are you trying to get clicks?
You want Micah? You in on that hot dog eating contest?
I do my other internship next week. So
he does have another internship
Friday.
Next
this
week.
Friday,
it's Friday though. Friday
this Friday at 1 o'clock. He's busy.
Yeah, Micah here. This awesome intern was told that he might be needed.
You just tell him.
So I guess you're not important
enough,
Brady.
You have a hot dog eating contest to attend. No, I'm saying you should enter it. You should enter it. It's free entry.
You want Micah here to enter it?
Yes, I'm not asking you.
No, because yeah. I'd eat the two hot dogs and be like, I'm full.
We want Micah,
my belly's still fat.
We want Micah 2.0 in this.
Hi, 2.0. We're pressuring you. We're pressuring you,
think
2.0.
About it.
If I end up being free that night, I will show up.
Oh, that day.
If he
it's
ends
1
up
o'clock.
Being free that afternoon, by the way.
Yeah.
1 o'clock.
Yeah. See, that's how you pressure. Faith, WNBA is a lot of cocky players. WNBA has a lot of cocky players. We just mainly hear about her. Well, yeah. I mean,
because she's popular.
I mean, and I could tell, Faith, like you're tired of it. And I do understand that. We talked about this yesterday. I get it. It's hockey guy. It's hockey guy. Hockey guy doesn't love when casual hockey guy steps in and starts commenting on hockey, saying, wow, what a play by Nathan McKinnon. He was really awesome there. You haven't talked to Nathan McKinnon all year. They're the gatekeepers. Faith, don't be a gatekeeper. Don't be a WNBA gatekeeper. Yes, Michael.
Oh, I see you and Faith kind of going at it, and I want to...
No, we're not going at it.
I want more of this.
No, we're not...
You're telling her not to be a gatekeeper.
Well, don't be a gatekeeper.
Faith, respond with anger.
Don't be a gatekeeper.
I can understand that. I can understand, hey, you weren't here for the last 20 years. Why are you here now? Because of this one person. I totally understand that. But that argument falls apart when you say, hey, Caitlin Clark's really good.
Right. She's really good.
That's where they're missing it. All these, like, oh, you were not here, people.
Who cares?
The argument's very easy to break. It's not a Tebow thing.
I want people that don't watch the sports that I watch to watch the sports that I watch. You know why? What do I do for a living? I talk about sports. So the more fans I get to pay attention to the crap that I talk about is better for my job. So I want you, Michael, to watch the World Cup because that's kind of had my attention the last couple of days.
Yeah, but the problem is I want to watch sports.
Faith texting in. Mike is the OG. She says, I'd love to see Michael in the contest. Susan and Cheryl can hold it down over there. Yeah, can we get Susan and Cheryl out there? Live studio audience?
There's a reason why Susan and Cheryl are still interns. I try to teach them
they've
how to
been
run
interns
the board.
For
I try to
like
teach them how to put a podcast.
15 years.
Like, yeah, we're going to cheer.
Yeah, they've been interns for a while now. Faith says, I'm not a gatekeeper. I just love the game and I feel protective of the brand. I do agree with you. See?
Fight.
See?
Fight.
She just said she agreed with me.
No, I want to see you argue.
She says, I can never be angry with you all, except maybe Michael and Tanner, when they say track isn't a sport. Yeah,
look,
I think you piss a lot of people off.
It's a respectable athletic event.
It's a sport.
It's not a sport. Respectable athletic event. My nephew ran track. Brother ran track.
Everybody runs track at some point. That doesn't mean it's not. We didn't run track well. Your nephew's probably awesome, but I'm guessing he doesn't run the 200 in 19 seconds. I'm guessing. Just throwing it out there.
Either.
I'm guessing he doesn't run the 100 meter dash in under 10.
I mean, I don't know how long the 100 meter dash is because I believe in Merck.
I'll just tell you,
measurements.
He doesn't run it that fast.
How many yards?
I think it's like 100 yards. I don't know. 100 and something. I don't know. It's America. We won. Eastside Chris texts in. I'm confused. Is Michael going Sybil on us? Sybil? How many more up there? How many more up there below his cap waiting to break out? What?
Oh, I see. Yeah, Sybil's a movie about a woman who had... this was in the 70s, a woman who had like multiple personalities.
Why?
It was like 100 of them.
Oh, no. Micah 2.0 is a real person. I can attest.
Micah 2.0, say something in the microphone.
Micah 2.0, say...
Oh, I am a real person.
He is a real person.
Yeah.
So, he said, Chris, it's not... That one's... Susan and Cheryl are real, too. They just don't talk because they're afraid to get on the mic.
Also, Eastside Chris, you did spell Micah correctly. It's just 2.0 here doesn't spell his name correctly. Sorry, 2.0, but that's true.
How does he spell it?
What, M-I-K-A?
That's the way I spell it.
Did your parents hate you?
That's the way I spell it.
Giving you that name?
It's the best way to spell it, actually. When I found out your name was Micah, I was like, cool. But then I found out you spelled it that way, and it really bummed me out. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. All right, so that's clip of the day. Thought that was fascinating. What could have been Luka Doncic as a Denver Nugget with Nikola Jokic back in 2018? We'll talk about that coming up next. 29 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Favorite KFKA shows anytime.
Ooh, anytime that you want me.
Find podcasts of Good Morning NoCo, Coach Speak, and the whole show on Apple, Spotify, or 1310KFKA.com.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Dierks Bentley with Cole Goodwin will be playing at the Greeley Stampede on Friday night, July 3rd, this Friday. Can you believe that, Michael? At 8 o'clock, I got a pair of tickets we're going to give away right now. Dierks Bentley, Micah 2.0, what number should we have them call?
Caller number five.
Caller number five right now on the First Advantage hotline. You get a pair of tickets to go see Dierks Bentley with Cole Goodwin. 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. Dierks Bentley with Cole Goodwin Friday night, 8 o'clock. Be caller number five, 970-353-1310. 35 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. So the Nuggets actively attempted to trade up for Luka Doncic on the night of the 2018 NBA draft. They placed a call to Sacramento, who held the number 2 overall pick. Denver offered a trade package centered around Gary Harris. Gary Harris was really good at that time. Gary Harris and 2 first-round picks. The Nuggets were aware that the Kings front office wasn't particularly high on Doncic. And for about 30 seconds, there was optimism within Denver's camp that a deal could be reached. Ultimately, the Kings passed on Doncic and selected Marvin Bagley III. Doncic was later drafted by the Atlanta Hawks at number 3 and immediately traded to the Dallas Mavericks. That was unable to move up. They held their ground at 14, and they were able to land Michael Porter Jr. Wow. So for about 30 seconds, Sacramento was really considering the pick and giving the pick away and letting the Nuggets draft Luka Doncic. But they ended up drafting Michael Porter Jr. at pick number 14. That's insane. What could have been? And then you just wonder if, you know, as close as Joker was to playing with Luka, their buddies, was that something that Joker always kind of put in the back of his mind? Like, hey, it almost happened, or maybe didn't almost, but it was in the realm of possibility that it could happen. Is he thinking of that in the future? Now, I think it's like a 90% chance. I'm going to say 90% chance Joker still signs his contract extension and finishes his career with the Nuggets. I'm at 90%. That 10%, Michael, is scary when you're talking about the best player in the world.
Is any part of the 10% I'm going to a different team?
Yeah, I mean, that's all part of it. He could either retire, he could just opt to go with a different team, he could go to L.A. Threw up in my mouth a little bit.
The percentage of him going to a different team, like 9%?
Within that 10%... of me thinking, so 90% he'll be a Nugget. He'll finish his career as a Nugget. I would say 7% chance that he would go to a different team, and then a 3% chance that he would just say, you know what, I'll play next year, and then I'm good. It was always a fear. It was always a fear.
Will you cry if he goes to another
Probably.
Team?
Probably. Would I rather him go to another team or retire?
Retire.
Maybe. That would be tough. That'd be like watching your ex play basketball every night in the NBA. That'd be weird. Not that Joker and I are that tight. Could be, you know. Still waiting on the call.
The law said no, Brady. You're getting a little too close.
All right. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. So with the Lakers now being given the blessing by LeBron James that they can move on without him, will the Lakers or the Clippers be interested in making a run at Peyton Watson? He's an L.A. guy. So that maybe presents a new dynamic to this whole thing. Keep in mind the Nuggets have Peyton Watson as a restricted free agent. So whatever offer they get, whatever offer Peyton Watson gets, the Nuggets could match that, and they could go into the second apron. But now I'm hearing, is LeBron James a possibility for the Nuggets? As it's constructed today, no. The Nuggets have no money to spend. They're on the minimumist. Is that right? The most minimal of minimum right now. So they could not afford LeBron unless LeBron wanted to play for a cup of coffee for
maybe
the Nuggets.
Peanuts.
But the Nuggets could trade and move guys and move pieces away. That's what I've been clamoring about for the last week or so, is not that the Nuggets should get aggressive as is and go sign a hot name free agent. They can't. My thing has been move off of contracts if you can to make room for a re-signing of Peyton Watson, to make room for some kind of blockbuster trade with Jamal Murray. But they haven't done any of that. And the draft was last week. They did trade their first-round pick to acquire another second-round pick, but they didn't. I thought maybe they were going to use that first-round pick and package that with a Zeke Nnaji and move off of $7-8 million. That would have helped. And then when you take Jonas Valanciunas, and that contract's likely to dissolve, they'll come to an agreement and he'll go overseas and be done with his time with Denver. I would imagine I would predict that's probably going to happen. So you would have a chance there. Suddenly you're at $17-18 million, and if Peyton Watson is going to command $30 million, well, you're getting over halfway there. Still don't know that I want to see Denver pay $30 million for Peyton Watson. I just don't know if I'm there yet, but it sounds like that's priority numero uno for Denver. But is Jaylen Brown now a bigger priority for Denver? If it didn't work out where you could re-sign Watson and get Jaylen Brown because you don't want to get in that second apron, who would you pick in this case? I think most of Nuggets Nation, at least the people that listen to this show, have told me, yes, trade Jamal Murray for Jaylen Brown. They would rather that trade. But what if it cost you the chance of re-signing Peyton Watson? What if you couldn't do both? Now, essentially, they can do both, but they might not want to mess with that luxury tax, so they might still be interested in moving off of several contracts. The Jaylen Brown, Jamal Murray with assets would be a wash if they decided it's not worth $30 million to pay Peyton Watson, unless we don't have a Jaylen Brown or we got rid of Jamal and didn't bring in a caliber player of Jaylen Brown. Which route would you want Denver to go? The Nuggets are drowning right now. And with every move that we see, every rumor that we hear, and the Nuggets are only involved in really one right now, and that's Jaylen Brown. And it depends on who you listen to and who you read. Some will tell you that Boston's very interested in making a deal with Denver. Some will tell you that that's all smoke and mirrors. There's really no interest there. It's to drive up the price of Jaylen Brown so they can get a better trade elsewhere. We'll see. The Nuggets have some big decisions to make. They have some fancy feet moves to deliver if they want to put themselves back into a championship window, because they're not in one today. They're not. Don't kid yourself. 42 minutes after the hour, Mike, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Forty-seven minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. And a little birdie tells me that Mosquito Joe, they're going to be entering someone in the hot dog eating contest to represent Mosquito Joe. So I'll be torn when I'm like going through these hot dogs and I'm clearly winning. I don't want to beat a member of our great sponsor team, man. I don't want to do that. So I may have to take a dive.
Brady, I have amended my numbers.
Oh, have you changed it?
I've changed it. I've been discussing with 2.0 here.
Yeah.
And I think you can get up to 5.
I think 5 is doable.
I think you can get up to 5. It's not going to be any further. You're going to have to put the napkin down, wipe the mustard off your face, and just be like, I'm done.
I can
but
eat
I tried
quite a bit.
Real hard.
I can eat. I can eat. I've never done anything like this before, though. So
I kind of want you to come in like the next week and be fat. Like July 6th, I want to see a big belly.
So you're saying I'm not fat right now? That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Well, you have muscles.
That was a compliment. 48 minutes after the hour, what did we learn? And boy, I'm excited to see what kind of music you find today. What did we learn coming up next here on The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Should be a busy off-season for the Avalanche and the Nuggets. What needs to change? Follow along with us on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
What do we learn on this 30th day of June, final day of the month, July 1st, tomorrow? Looking forward to it. Michael, we learned a few things today. I learned that the World Cup is a blast. These games have been intense. They've been close. We had several shootouts, and I'm torn on those, by the way. But those were actually pretty compelling, too. And for the Nuggets, it's time. I would find a way to trade Jamal Murray if it could yield you a guy like Jaylen Brown. Michael, what did you learn today, if anything?
I learned that 2.0 is actually Micah's real name. He's officially Micah 2.0.
Better
it's
version.
On his birth certificate. He brought it in.
Yeah.
Also, we realized how awesome he actually is.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. He's a cool guy. He's going to the Greeley Stampede tonight.
Give me that $5.
All right, it was a lot of fun today. We'll be back at it on a Wednesday. Also fun to catch up with Spencer Smith, DNVR Rockies. I know trades are probably coming. It is very hard for me to want to move off of several of these guys on this roster. But I get it. You've been loyal to dudes in the past, and it is usually not paid out. Not paid off for you. So we'll find out what the Rockies do, but the Rockies back at it tonight against the Marlins. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Thursday. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.